1888.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can take control here on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. In fact, we're going to go right back in. Excuse me, we're going to go right back into your phone calls. Chris called in from Washington at the end of the last hour, and he brought up some tough issues for libertarian types. At least I think so. I think that they're pretty challenging. The issue of, well, doesn't the government keep us safe from chemical spills and bad, evil companies? He gave the example, he says, over in Europe. Oh, there's somebody on Skype. He said that over in Europe, that the government's looking out for you, that they're analyzing chemicals before they're used and making sure that they're safe, et cetera, et cetera. And that that here in this country, that it would be absolutely terrible if companies were just able to just do whatever they wanted to, and then they just maybe would face some liability. And I think that that he's underestimated how serious it would be if a company was actually held to be fully liable for their actions rather than having their liability limited by the existence of the state. The fact is, the state protects companies, especially big corporations, from liability for their actions. Look at the BP oil spill for a perfect example, where they basically only had to pay for $75 million worth of the cleanup, if I'm recalling that correctly. Taxpayers footed the bill for the rest of it. So if the company actually has to pay for the damage, pay for, you know, whatever ruined lives, pay for whatever lives were exterminated or health people's health damaged, then that would be a huge incentive to them to make sure in advance that what they were doing was cautious, that they were being diligent and knowing the risks and being safe about what it was that they were doing, rather than just knowing they can throw caution to the wind because the state's going to pick up the tab, because taxpayers will be forced to pick up the tab. Let's go back to Chris, though. I wanted to make sure he had a chance to respond to some of this. So Chris is back in Washington. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I actually agree with you. I think that there has been, and especially West Virginia, is a bastion of this sort of ideology that, yeah, you know, that we can just, like, tear you for the coal mines, for example. We can just, like, destroy this, destroy the environment. And the politicians are largely bought and paid for. And that's why, I mean, West Virginia, in terms of GDP, has some of the most abundant natural resources in America, and yet they pretty much are right there next to Mississippi in terms of absolute unimaginable poverty. People, that money doesn't really necessarily see that people. Kind of like what you have in Alaska, that Alaskan fund where they tax the oil so heavily that Sarah Palin, as you probably know, literally writes a check for every man, woman, and child in Alaska, basically $2,000 per person per year, and she's been writing those checks for years. But in West Virginia, I mean, they don't have that. And so you're right, I think on a certain level that, but I mean, even if you had companies that were held liable, and I agree with you, we should bring back the corporate death penalty, in my opinion, that if you literally do something like what BP did, you destroy a lot of lives. I think that just like people, if, you know, people kill people, we have the death penalty. There should
well,
be
I don't support death penalty. I don't support solving the problem of violence with more violence. I don't support death with more death. I think that's really destructive. But I understand where you're coming from. You know, another thing that you might want to look at is the fact that in the United States, and Dr. Mary Ruart covers this very well in her book, Healing Our World, which you can actually download an audiobook version and PDF version over at books.freekeen.com for free. She points out that the number one polluter in the United States is, well, the U.S. government, specifically the U.S. military, but the government pollutes more than the top four corporate polluters combined. So the idea that you're going to be able to turn to the state and look to them to solve the issues of the environment and pollution is just frankly ridiculous.
Well, and I would agree with you, too, that, like, although, yeah, you have limited liability. You can set up, you know, LLCs and whatnot. But if they had full liability, and even if you got the corporate death penalty, or maybe you even got what Freedom Industries, they're having to go bankrupt right now because of the amount of litigation they're literally swimming in right now. But if you are like Koch Industries, and I'm going to tell you, if you have 3,000 subsidiaries that are involved in, like, one single industry, I mean, they just go out of business. I mean, if you're a monopoly, you don't give a rat's patootie about consumer choice or what government does. I mean, you just...
Well, hold on a second. I don't support monopolies. And the only way that you can have a monopoly in this day and age is if you work with the state to have them protect you from competition. So if there are any monopolies, then they're there because of the state. So, for instance, look at the power company. Most places you only have one power company from which you can choose. Sure, you can go and get some solar panels or something, or a windmill. And so you can kind of go to some extent independent on your own. But ultimately, if you want to just have someone provide you with power service, there's not two choices in the market. There's only one. And in a lot of cases,
That's why public utilities are highly regulated and their costs are set at a certain, that's dictated by government. You're right. On a certain level, those...
No. Hold on. You didn't let me finish what I was saying. The reason why you don't have more than one choice is because you're not allowed to. Those public utilities are granted a monopoly status. And sure, they're regulated, but that doesn't mean they're not monopolies. They're the only choice
Correct.
In the marketplace. So
Correct,
the government
because,
creates monopolies. The government insulates monopolies from competition. Maybe if we actually had competition in power providing, we wouldn't be stuck in the dark ages. I mean, the power infrastructure in this country is essentially circa 1970. And
I would agree with certain things that you could be able to do that. I don't know that you could literally put competition on an entire power grid, but here's what France does. In France, I have a friend of mine who's living over there right now. Literally, the broadband wire, the public wire, France considers to be a part of their commons. And what they've done in France is they say that if you run the line, just like you run a wireless signal or radio, you got to get licensed. And if you want that license to run your broadband line through town, you got to open that line up to competition. And what the French have done is you have all these like different 50 or so companies that provide content and programming through the line that what we pay about $300 a month for, the French pay about $35 to $40. I mean, they get long distance calling, broadband, and I would say that's feasible, probably for high speed.
They do the same stuff here. They do the same stuff here. There's forced sharing of lines on the phone system here. That same stuff happens here. You can order DSL service from different carriers that are essentially piggybacking on whatever your local phone carrier's lines are. So those same things happen here. It's just that maybe different bureaucrats are getting their back scratched and other companies are getting certain benefits and perks. I mean, it's all an old boys club. And of course,
that's a libertarian line, though, that monopolies that it should just be like this whole unregulated thing. And I understand there are some things like public utilities, like you mentioned, how government can foster that. But if I'm an oil company and I buy out your oil company, your co-host's oil company, and all of a
what
sudden
if I don't
the third
sell?
Guy, typically if I buy up one competitor, I have more money to advertise. I can lower my prices. I'm going to run you out of business.
Maybe you won't. Maybe your service will suck. Look, you go back and look at the old Standard Oil. There was certainly a time where they got a good share of the marketplace, like 80-90% of the marketplace, but they got so big they couldn't effectively compete. I mean, yeah, you're right. If you're a big company, you can buy volume and you can lower prices. I mean, that's how Walmart does it, but Walmart can't compete when it comes to service. So there's a lot of things that a mom and pop shop or a smaller company can do. They can be more nimble than can a big company. I don't know if you really, you know how this business works. Once companies get too big, they become bureaucratic. I mean, I've worked for Clear Channel before, and it's almost like working for the state. I mean, I never worked for the state, but it's pretty bad in some instances because they're just so big and slow and plodding and bureaucratic. There's one company right now that I'm not going to say which company, but there's one company that we're dealing with behind the scenes in the affiliate relations department in the radio business that the program director of the station has added us to his station. but we haven't actually gotten a signed agreement. That's in the legal department at this big mega corporation, and it's been sitting in there, our agreement, which is the easiest. He dropped off the line. It's the easiest agreement that you could possibly look at. It's not going to take you more than 10 minutes to read it, but it's been sitting in their legal department for weeks, and they're just slow and plodding and big and bureaucratic. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up anything that you want here. Toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Got lots of features waiting for you. Bulletin board systems, one of them. You can get interactive there. lots of different people are on the website over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Essentially, it's our forum, and it's free, like the rest of the features on the site, bbs.freetalklive.com. So, you finally got yourself some bitcoins, did you? Maybe you've been wondering what you can do with them. Well, one of those things you can do is to go to bitcoinstore.com and buy over 500,000, or from over 500,000, you probably can't afford to buy all of them, buy from over 500,000 items in the consumer electronics category at 0% markup. That's right, bitcoinstore.com is selling consumer electronics for 0% markup. The catch? You've got to pay with bitcoins. They don't accept cash. They don't accept any other kind of currency. None of those altcoin jokers. Bitcoins only at bitcoinstore.com. Your Dogecoin will be no good there. Bitcoinstore.com. And just the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. Plus, there's no tracking on the shipping, meaning that the government can't track you. Because you can just give them whatever name you want. You can give them whatever name, whatever address, unlike your credit card, which is tied to a name and address. You can pay with Bitcoin, you can pay anonymously, and you can give them an anonymous name and whatever address you want to over at bitcoinstore.com, and they'll ship you whatever it is that you want to buy. There's all kinds of great consumer electronics, everything from computer parts to... And I even got a great bag for my tripod there, so even if it's not an actual piece of electronics, it could be an accessory for a piece of electronics. Anyway, I was really happy with that bag that I got. I still tote that thing around. Every time I go to court, I've got that bag with me. It's great. Bitcoinstore.com. Go and check it out. So, we continue here with your calls, your thoughts. We go to, let's see, Temper, I believe, is on the line with us in Legal Land on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
What's on your mind, Temper?
So, I wanted to call in because I used to work in the industry doing... you know, like controls. So I traveled around a lot to a lot of different manufacturing. I've been in, like, explosion areas that would be, like, anything with powder or, like, ethanol or biodiesel, that kind of thing. And I've been reading online a lot where everybody says, oh, well, we need more regulation. This just proves we need more regulation. Well, as somebody who's seen, like, both sides of the story... the amount of regulation is just so intense, it's no wonder businesses can function at all, let alone safely. Now, I can't speak exactly to Freedom Industries' position, but, like, for example, anytime you bend your knees above 6 feet, you need a harness. And that harness has to be, you know, anchored to something above you at a certain degree and all this stuff. Like, just to put it another way, OSHA regulations can be so complicated, they will come out and tell you if they know of a violation, but they will not tell you that your design or setup is compliant with the regulations because they're that complicated.
Just because they don't know your own, they don't know their regulations that well? Is that what you're saying?
What they basically will tell you is, right now we can't think of any violations, but that's all we can say.
So there may be violations, but they don't know because there are so many of the damn regulations.
Exactly. And so, like, if they came out and said, oh, yeah, that's compliant, and then later
they
said...
wrong.
They could be wrong, and then if they come back and say, well, that's not compliant, then you could say, well,
you said it was.
Yeah.
I see.
So they won't take liability for their own regulations.
Oh, of course not. Governments are never liable for their actions. Almost never.
And so, now just keep in mind, like, an OSHA book, when you go to a training, is one of those, like, really thick 2.5-inch binders, and it's got, you know, pictures. And that's not even the regulations. That's, like, the regurgitated regulations.
Yeah, I can't even stand reading a paragraph of government legalese, let alone a binder full.
Yeah, so now imagine you're trying to run a business, right? And you have all these directives, right? So you're worried about... confined spaces. Your guys have to go into these areas where there's no way for air to move, so they have to have air monitors, and there's all this stuff that you have to do. Well, when the economy is bad, you have to cut back. And since they don't ever cut back on the regulations, or the ones they should cut back, there's a lot of regulations they could cut back on. But since they don't, companies are forced to try to save money somewhere to be competitive. So what they do is they cut people's jobs. They're not even entirely sure what Bob did, but they got rid of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And once a year, Bob, you know, did this thing where he went out to all the tanks and he did a, you know, a conductivity test. So they're looking for corrosion. And, well, they got rid of Bob, so the conductivity test didn't get done anymore, you know. So instead, you know, instead of doing what's pertinent, they're focused on every day
jumping through hoops. Yeah,
jumping through hoops, and while you're jumping through hoops, you can't focus on anything else. So you have this situation where there's so much going on that it's easy to forget like what you're actually trying to do.
Good call, Temper. Appreciate the info tonight. Thanks for making it. Again, you can connect on Skype just like he did. Username is lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. So whether you want to talk about the regulatory scam, because to me it's just a scam. It's a protection racket that ultimately, yes, it's a hassle. I agree with Temper. It's a hassle for business owners to jump through these hoops. But eventually, once the business is used to jumping through enough hoops, and they get to curry favor with the politicians because they've been around for a long time and they've made enough money to manage to stay alive, stay in business, like mega corporations like Philip Morris, those kind of companies, they start feeding money to the politicians. Then it's the corporations who then get to write the regulations. Then the corporations are the ones who are proposing more regulations. So when you look at the smoking regulations that went into effect a little while back, I don't know if you recall this, Johnny Ray, you do some tobacco use. Do you remember when they banned certain flavors of tobacco, like every flavor except for menthol, basically?
Yeah, I remember. That was in 2008 or 2009.
Right. You know who was involved in writing that legislation?
No, I don't.
It was the big tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Because they knew it would affect their competitors in a more adverse manner than it would affect them. And whenever these big companies come up with proposed regulations, they know that implementing whatever the regulation is, it's going to be trivial for them. They've already got the legal department. They've already got all these other hoops they're jumping through. For them, it's not a very expensive task. Yes, it's going to raise costs, but they can just increment their prices by half a cent or something like that, and they'll be able to cover the cost, the regulatory costs. But the mom-and-pop business that now all of a sudden has to shoulder thousands of dollars in new regulatory costs may not be able to shoulder that. They may end up going under as a result of that. There was the, I forget the organization, not OSHA, but some other governmental organization that basically regulated mom-and-pop toy companies right out of business by making it so they had to go through the same kind of testing for their wooden blocks as Mattel has to go through for their Barbie dolls and whatever it is they're making. And it was very expensive on the mom-and-pops, whereas Mattel and Hasbro helped write the legislation. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here, toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams and the podcast over there, m.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
Of course, we'll talk to you about anything that you want. We did start the show out tonight with a story, or I guess a more of an editorial piece, by Ernest Iztook, former politician who is a failed talk show host. He attempted some sort of an attempt at doing talk radio about a year ago, 2 years ago, and it bombed big time. I don't think he got more than 5 affiliates.
It was part of the Heritage Foundation's show.
Yep, they put it together. He was doing it from their studios in D.C. And now he has returned to typing up articles online, in this case for the Washington Times, in a 3-page long piece, fairly lengthy. This screed against Barack Obama, because he's changed his tune. Barack Obama had, look, we're the first people to criticize politicians here on Free Talk Live. I'm no fan of Barack Obama, no fan of George Bush or any of these people. But he's right on this one. He changed his tune about marijuana. He's come out and has admitted that he's done it. He has said that he thought it was a vice, and maybe he probably, you know, regretted it a little bit or shouldn't have done it, but ultimately that he admitted that it wasn't as bad necessarily as alcohol, or that it was no worse than alcohol, which, of course, anybody that looks at it objectively can see it's clearly not near as bad as alcohol. But nonetheless, he's changed his position on this issue. He hasn't changed policy. He hasn't stopped the enforcement of the war on drugs or the war on pot. Maybe that's coming. It sure would be nice if he would do that. I'm not expecting it. Certainly not getting my hopes up. But what he's saying is different than what he'd said previously about marijuana, and the drug warriors are really upset about it. So I'm going to continue this hit piece here. It's basically a drug war propaganda piece, just through and through. Just trots out all the old arguments against marijuana, regardless of how little evidence there is to support them. So again, back from here from the Washington Times, written by Ernest Iztook. So he says it's impossible to reconcile that post with Mr. Obama's failure to enforce federal drug laws against marijuana and with his statement to the New Yorker about Colorado and Washington's open violation of those laws, namely that it's important to go forward. He was talking about to go forward with legalization. That's what he's referencing there. Why go forward, says Iztook. The president's explanation is indeed a head-scratcher. Quote, because it's important... This is Obama's quote. For society not to have a situation in which a large portion of people have at one time or another broken the law and only a select few get punished. I agree.
Can't argue with that.
Everyone in Colorado says Iztook and Washington who puffs up is breaking the law. Federal law. And no law has a perfect rate of arrest and prosecution. Mr. Obama, however, tried to attribute it to class warfare and racial bias, and in doing so voiced a myth that his own anti-drug people are shooting down. Mr. Obama stated, quote, middle-class kids don't get locked up for smoking pot, and poor kids do. And African-American kids and Latino kids are more likely to be poor and less likely to have the resources and the support to avoid unduly harsh penalties. We should not be locking up kids or individual users for long stretches of jail time when some of the folks who are writing these laws have probably done the same thing. And he's right again on that issue. Although, if I had to quibble with it, I would point out that that middle-class kids are getting arrested for pot. That's definitely happening. I would say upper-class kids, less likely to be targeted. If you're driving a Lexus, you're less likely to be targeted by the police than if you're driving a beat-up car. That much is definitely true. Iztook says that Obama's claim was shot down by an earlier federal publication, Marijuana Myths and Facts, The Truth Behind 10 Popular Misconceptions. Myth number 10 is that the government sends otherwise innocent people to prison for casual marijuana use, when Ernest Iztook here claims that, in fact, less than 1% of all drug incarcerations are for simple possession or use of marijuana, and those few tend to be plea bargains for people who were actually dealers. Now, that is something the police love to claim. I've been to these marijuana legalization and decriminalization hearings, and the state police and police chiefs association always bring this up. They always claim that, well, there's no need to legalize marijuana. Nobody goes to jail for marijuana in New Hampshire. And it's just not true. People do go to jail for marijuana. I was in jail with a guy for marijuana, just for possession. The first time I was in jail, I was in there with a guy who was in there because he got busted a third time. So, you know, three strikes or whatever, it made it worse for him. Now, we actually don't have a three strikes law here in New Hampshire, but generally when you keep getting arrested for something, they do tend to make the penalties more harsh.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bowl pack's worth of marijuana when he was arrested. So it was certainly not, you know, he wasn't there for selling weed or anything like that. But nonetheless, he did go to jail. And even if you go to jail for a short time, because what Iztook is saying here is that people aren't going to jail or going to prison for simple possession. And for the most part, that is true in that you won't generally go to jail for months or anything like that for marijuana, for possessing it. But you will be arrested for it. You will have your freedom taken from you for it. If you're arrested, let's say it's Saturday night. You're out with some friends. You get pulled over. One of your friends is dumb enough to allow the police to search the car. You unwittingly had left some marijuana there and you didn't know better. You claimed it was yours. For whatever reason, you get arrested for having some pot. Well, guess what?
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail for the weekend, buddy. Because there's no judge on Sunday who's going to hear your case.
Uh-huh.
So you're in jail all weekend. And then you get to go and get bailed out on Monday. And if you don't have the bail money, well, you're going to stay in jail until the trial. So, of course, most people will do whatever they can to come up with the bail money to get out of jail because it's very uncomfortable to be in jail. So in a lot of cases, people aren't in jail because they've bailed out of it. And then they're awaiting trial, and then they end up with a plea bargain, and then the plea deal's usually a suspended sentence, so they don't have to go back to jail. But what if you had to show up to work on Sunday? How's that going to go?
It's not going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well.
You might lose your job.
You might, because if your boss tries calling you, the cops have your phone. They're not going to let you have that in the cell.
No.
So you are MIA as far as your work situation. Now, maybe you've got somebody on the outside who knows what happened to you, and they can call your boss. How's that going to go? Oh, yeah, Johnny Ray can't come in today. He's in jail. Well, why is he in jail? Marijuana? Now, if your boss is cool, maybe you'll get to keep the job. But in a lot of cases, you're going to be fired because you missed work.
Yeah, in many cases you will. Although, like I said before, I think there's a rising tide of sympathy for marijuana users these days.
I think that's true. But nonetheless, people have definitely had their lives negatively impacted by these arrests. But these politicians and these drug warriors like Ernest Istook, they just act like, oh, well, there's nobody goes to jail. What's the big deal? We should be able to just keep arresting you because people aren't going to jail. But people are getting their lives destroyed by this. They just don't want to acknowledge it. Let's go to the Reverend Charles Slaughter, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Reverend Charles, go ahead.
Hey, you can call me Charlie or Reverend Slaughter. It's kind of what I go by in my county here.
All right.
In the state.
Go ahead, Charlie. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's talking about the cannabis, and I just want to let y'all know what I'm doing here in my local community. And I'm basically completely alone in my mission so far, you know. Old friends.
Tell me about it.
Well, like, I've been saying for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, I lived down in Oregon and I've lived in Washington. I've been a medical marijuana patient in both states. And I've also, you know, I've been telling people, well, I'm going to start.
I didn't mean to scare you there. Hang on. I want to find out more about your mission in a moment. I'm not
cannabis
sure what
crusade.
It is.
My cannabis crusade.
A cannabis crusade. That's a good teaser. Stand by, Charlie. We'll bring you back here. Reverend Charles Slaughter with us here. A cannabis crusade. What does that mean? I don't know. But we'll find out more in moments here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next. We have enough time for you at 855 450 free.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share. They are totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can shop with Amazon and also Newegg. There are links there to Amazon U.S., UK and Canada, as well as Newegg Canada and Newegg US. You just click into the right store for you. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the purchase. Actually, we get 7 or 8% on Amazon. Newegg's like 1 to 2% max. So the best option for Free Talk Live is if you shop at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you're looking for. You get great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items. And it's the same Amazon experience that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon knows to send Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price.
That is shocking. 7%? That seems...
It's pretty damn good, isn't it?
I'm amazed.
I was, too, when I found out about that. So it's really good for us when you do that. And you get the same great deals you're used to. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping started there. We go back to Charlie listening in Washington. You're back on Free Talk Live. You are a Reverend, Charlie, and you were going to tell us about your cannabis crusade. Please inform.
Yeah, I've been on it for the last 3 or 4 years, not as a minister that entire time. I've been a minister for about a year and a half. I'm a pagan high priest, and I'm also ordained through the ULC out of Modesto, California.
Okay.
And anyway, my message is that cannabis is good for us. Use it. It's been persecuted for the last 80 years or so, but It's been around for thousands of years, and it's never harmed anyone. And anyone, you can replace your pharmaceuticals, alcohol, tobacco, energy drinks, fast food, and television. Any one of those things, or all six, you can replace with cannabis, and your lives will be much better. Go outside, enjoy nature, turn your TVs off. You know, get together with your families in your community and find out, what are we going to do when the temperature drops to 30 below and the power's out for extended periods of time, which is going on in the Midwest as we speak? You know what I mean? Temperatures to 50 below. Go to your community council and city council and whatever county you're in, because at the county level, you can do anything you want. Now, when you go to those meetings, they're going to tell you, no, you can't, because I went to them and I said, look, we should go all in on cannabis in Mason County. They've been talking about cannabis for the last 6 months. We've had people come to, they want to use our port, and we have a port and an airport, which they're expanding to accept corporate jets, right? And they're going to tear down the fairgrounds and build an event center. Okay, and people are approaching the port that want to have cannabis businesses there, and they're like, well, we'll talk about it, but, you know, we really don't know nothing about this cannabis stuff. And I'm like, I mean, I go to the council and I say, we should go all in on cannabis in Mason County and just...
And when you say that, what do you mean, go all in?
I mean, make it a cannabis-friendly community, the first one on the planet, to where we can be the test case. We can be the lab rats and say...
Well, it's legal there now, right?
We're
talking about Washington State.
That's what I'm saying, Ian. When I went in, I said, look, I want to start having, with my ministry, I want to start having events here in town, a cannabis festival.
Yeah, sure.
We got a disc golf course here in town. How about a cannabis disc golf tournament? And just let people, you know, cannabis is not bad for us. It's good for us. Use it.
And right on, brother.
Here's another thing, Ian. I heard when I was waiting on hold, I heard y'all talking about people in jail and prison for cannabis. Release them. As a minister of this planet, you know, Reverend Slaughter's Cannabis Crusade, release anybody that's just in prison or jail for simple possession.
I agree. And, not only cannabis, but of drugs, of all kinds of drugs. And I would like to release people who are selling the drugs as well. As long as they weren't violent, as long as they weren't, you know, hurting their competition or, you know, threatening people, as long as they were just selling the drugs, I don't think there's a victim. And I thank you. Thanks for the call, and good luck with your crusade. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this was part of some of the testimony I made today at the State House. You know, no victim, no crime. We ended up talking about prostitution as well, and it was just a really great day here in New Hampshire as Free State Project participants converged on the State House to offer their opinions on everything from prohibition to guns. There was some sort of crazy bill, I guess, that somebody had proposed to make selling a gun, like if I wanted to sell you a gun person to person, Johnny Ray, that would be a felony if this bill goes through. And apparently the State House was packed full of people who wanted to speak out on this particular issue.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So odds are good it's not going to go anywhere, because this is New Hampshire. I mean, even Democrats in New Hampshire understand gun rights, and a lot of them are gun people as well. So I don't think it's got a chance at all. But there were, sure were a lot of people who turned out for that one today. So whether you want to talk about your cannabis crusade or whatever's on your mind, we've been focusing on the hit piece here against Barack Obama's change in heart about the marijuana issue. He's come out and he's been talking truth on this one thing. You know, he's still a politician, still not trustworthy, but at least on this issue, he's right. And Ernest Istook over the Washington Times is very upset. He is pointing out here, as the drug czar has done, that the official White House position is still that marijuana is bad. In fact, Istook cites from the White House website multiple pages, apparently, devoted to describing clear dangers of marijuana, claiming that marijuana use is associated with dependence, respiratory and mental illness, poor motor performance, and impaired cognitive and immune system functioning, among other negative effects. Of course, leave out all the news about how marijuana is helping people all around the world with medicinal uses and actually helping people relieve pain and helping people relieve all kinds of issues that they have, helping AIDS and cancer patients keep down this horrible medicine that they're having to take. It deters nausea. Marijuana intoxication, says Istook, can cause distorted perceptions, difficulty in thinking and problem solving, and problems with learning and memory. Well, they've got all kinds of claims, but also marijuana has helped people solve problems. You've got marijuana is used by artists all around the world for inspiration, to get in a different mindset than they might normally be, to create their artwork. So there's maybe marijuana wouldn't help you if you're operating heavy equipment. I mean, I wouldn't recommend imbibing anything. Continuing on here, studies have shown an association, claims Istook, between chronic marijuana use and increased rates of anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and schizophrenia. You know, if there was truth to that, then maybe we'd see more of that happening, because millions of Americans are marijuana users. Regular marijuana users.
Istook is just, he's an idiot. He's stuck in the 80s. He's got an audience who probably eats this stuff up, but that audience is they're dying.
Yeah.
They're dying.
Studies, he says, the research has shown marijuana smoke contains carcinogens and to be an irritant to the lungs. Well, duh. What kind of smoke isn't an irritant to the lungs? But guess what, Ernie? You can vaporize marijuana. Hey, and if you vaporize marijuana, you're not burning the marijuana, you're vaporizing it. You're turning it into vapor. It's like water vapor. It's not as harmful to inhale vapor as it is to inhale smoke. Not comfortable with inhaling vapor? No worries. You can bake marijuana. You can take the marijuana plant, extract the THC from it, bring that THC into butter, use that butter to create delicious marijuana delicacies. In fact, if you go to Colorado, these new marijuana shops are selling what they call edibles. These things have been sold for years in medical marijuana facilities in California. You can get marijuana cookies, marijuana brownies. You can get even marijuana candies, marijuana lollipops, or cannabis, I guess, you know, cannabis-infused, THC-infused lollipops. These things are all available. I remember when I was in Toronto, I had a marijuana or cannabis-infused milkshake. It was killer. It was a $14 milkshake, but man, was I high after that. So, you don't have to smoke marijuana, and it's just such a common misunderstanding that, you're going to smoke it, it's bad. Smoke's bad for you. Well, you can eat it, and then there's no deleterious smoking-related effects if you're eating it. If you don't even if you don't want to take the time to cook it, you can chop the... I've thrown marijuana into a coffee grinder before and ground it up, put them in empty gel caps and popped them and gotten high that way. So...
Yeah, I thought you had to get it into the fat somehow.
That's why they use
the butter. That's what they always
said. Maybe it was a placebo, Johnny Ray, but I'm telling you, man, I've gotten blazed off of just chopping the stuff up.
I mean, I believe you.
Yeah, deers come along and just nibble the buds off the plants. Why do they do that? Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.